It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. We're less than 24 hours away from the start of the 2025 NFL Draft. By the way, we got you covered here on the Infinity Sports Network. Both myself and Bart Winkler will be live here with you tomorrow, giving you every selection, giving you every pick, giving you everything that you need to know. If there's a trade that goes down, you can listen right here on the Infinity Sports Network for your 2025 NFL Draft coverage. I'll be in Atlanta, Georgia. And how about this? Bart Winkler, he'll be at the side of the draft. He will be in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Right now, this minute, this second, I'll be with you for one more hour. You know, the JR Sport Brief Show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. How can you listen? The free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM, Channel 375. You got a smart speaker? Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Of course, we've talked about the NFL draft. Of course, it's Wednesday, so I gave you a top six list. Of course, I am taking your calls on some of the biggest quarterback draft busts over the past 25 years. And of course, the NBA. The NBA playoffs continue on. Right now, this minute, this second, with no Jason Tatum out tonight with a wrist injury, the Celtics lead the Magic 81-70. Basically, 81-71 of the third quarter just concluded. And the Cavaliers, well, they're getting ready to go up 2-0 against the Miami Heat. They lead 81-65. About 4 minutes have gone by in the third. And then in about another 30 minutes, we'll get the Rockets and the Warriors. The Warriors trying to go up 2-0. Meanwhile, on the NHL side, we have the Capitals trying to go up 2-1 against the Canadiens, or 2-0 against the Canadiens. They lead this game 2-1 at the end of the second period. Hey, we've had a fun show. Thank you so much to Mike Golic, a former NFL player, 8 years in the league, huge in the media space over the past 25 years. He certainly has not been a bust. A great conversation that we had with Mike Golic, not just about the draft and active players and NIL and college. He lit it up. Well, he didn't light it up. He was a defender at Notre Dame. But it was great to have that chat with Mike Golic. If you missed it, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Also doing some amazing things with NIL that are actually beneficial, not just to the individual players, but to the community as well as relates to their health. Here's the number. I'll say it again. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's in New York City. And now that we're less than 24 hours away from the draft, I gave a top six list. And we took a look at some of the quarterback busts, some of the biggest names over the past 25 years. At number six, I gave you E.J. Manuel. At number five, I gave you Josh Rosen. Number four, Joey Harrington. Number three, David Carr. Number two, Matt Leinart. Number one, I didn't watch no tape. I didn't watch no film. I was drinking. I was doing drugs. I was doing this. I was doing that. It was Johnny Manziel. Self-destructive. Used to be LeBron James' buddy, and I wonder how long it took for LeBron James to stop answering his phone calls. And by the way, these were the biggest busts over the past 25 years on the quarterback side, not named Jamarcus Russell, because he's in a category all to himself. Too obvious. He would have been number one ahead of Johnny Manziel. Jamarcus Russell, too obvious. Hey, let's get back to the phone lines. And of course, before we roll out, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. I did mention George Kittle. Not happy that some reports on his contractual situation or his contract, or he finds the reporting to be inaccurate. So we'll get into that. Shannon Sharp, oof, the reporting on this man right now. Alleged rape. Oh, my God. You can't make some of this stuff up. It's just sad all the way across the board. We learned about the passing of Steve Michael today. Steve McMichael. It's just a sad. Lou Gehrig's disease. He passed away at the age of of 63 Chicago Bears legends. So we got a lot to do this hour before we roll out. Let's get back to the phone lines. We have a lot of folks who've been waiting very patiently to talk about some draft busts, some quarterback busts over the past 25 years. 888-710-4ISN. Let's go ahead and talk to Gerald. Gerald is here in Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Gerald, what's up?
Hey, JR, how are we doing tonight?
You know what? I'm making do. I feel like I got chopped in the throat, but I'm doing okay.
All right. Sound a little better than last night, though.
Well, listen, I got to be here tomorrow for the draft, so I got to sound better than I do now. I'm trying my best.
Hey, man, I'm with you. I think maybe number one on the list, everything you said about number two, I thought you were going that direction. Might not have been the biggest bust, but he damn sure was the prettiest. That's the golden boy, Brady Quinn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Brady Quinn taken exactly a year right after Matt Leinart in 07 in that case. And, well, he won all those awards, top quarterback here, coming out of Notre Dame, and he went to the Browns. And I get it. This is the tough thing when you think about NFL QBs. At what point is it the player, or what point is it also the system? And so we can apply that playing for a bad team to a lot of dudes. But in some cases, some guys just don't have it. And I think apparently Brady Quinn, I think he was in that same category too.
Yeah, well,
thank you.
Yeah, maybe it's just the Browns, though. I don't know. Sounds like a lot of buzz came there.
Yeah, well, we know the Browns are in the category of itself when it comes to making decisions. Hey, Gerald, thank you for calling from Wisconsin, man.
Yeah, you have a great night. I'll listen to you tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, Gerald is he's in the home of the draft. He's going to be up in Wisconsin. Who else do we got here? Let's see. 888-710-4ISN. We're talking about the biggest quarterback busts over the past 25 years. We got Steve in Boise, Idaho. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, JR. Draft, yes. It's about time. So I've been a fan of the Niners since 1967. So
okay.
I'm probably older than I sound or look. But I had to ultimately endure the trading up and giving away multiple number ones.
Oh my God!
And pulling in Trey Lance.
All right.
And then ultimately getting nothing out of the guy, nothing on the field, nothing in a trade. Sent him to Dallas. The guy can't beat out what is his name? Cooper Rush.
Rush.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
He was just such a mess, right? And you know, from a franchise that historically had such incredible players at the quarterback spot, you know, you'd expect like Lynch and Shanahan, these freaking geniuses, to draft a intelligent quarterback. And ultimately they did. They drafted Brock Purdy. What a lucky move. So,
can we say it's a luck? I mean, the 49ers hit the saving grace, okay? Yeah, they traded the whole world for Trey Lance, and everybody talked about how raw he was and how they were going to develop him and whatnot. And then they ended up, as you said, I don't even want to say hitting a jackpot with Brock Purdy. They certainly did financially. That's like the law of averages. It balanced out, didn't it?
Yeah, I mean, my view is that, okay, the foresight to draft the guy in what? Last in the seventh round? I mean, come on now. You know, you're reaching for straws, and you just happen to get a good long straw, and the guy, he plays a good brand of football. He's not spectacular. He's not going to win you a Super Bowl, but he's probably not going to lose you one if you get there, right? So he's a really, really, he's more than serviceable. So my view is that what a lucky break for these guys. Imagine if they didn't get this guy. That franchise would be in the toilet.
These guys would be fired.
What a mess, right?
Did you not say that you're a fan of the team? Did you not say you're a Niners fan?
I am a fan of the Niners. I can be a realist as well. You know, I've lived in feast and famine with those boys.
You can. Well, how are you feeling about you feel good about all the guys they had to let go to pay Brock Purdy soon?
No, I don't like it, especially on the defensive side. I feel like their team already wasn't big enough, fast enough, strong enough. Losing Dre Greenlaw, that guy's a beast. He's a bulldog. You lose that guy, you're losing like the heart and soul of your defense, you know? So, you know, I really feel like they're not going to contend this year.
Right.
I would love it if they did. I would love it if they found some incredible draft pieces and can fit them in and, you know, make them go. But, the draft maybe a 50-50 proposition, right?
Here's some positivity for you. Christian McCaffrey said that he feels good, okay? He says his
That's
legs
good.
Feel good. Good luck
with
that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. All right.
As long as he can make it, I'm with him.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate you for calling up from Boise. Hey, speaking of those 49ers, what a wild situation. Diana Rossini basically reported earlier today, I guess they have to have more contractual drama, Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk over the past, 12 months, that just wasn't enough. George Kittle right now is like the third or fourth, like, highest paid tight end in the entire game. Kelce makes more than him. TJ Hockenson makes more than him. We just saw Trey McBride get a big old deal. He's making $19 million a year, highest paid ever for a tight end. And so Diana Rossini basically said, like, hey, Kittle is not at voluntary practice because he wants a new contract. And George Kittle actually responded to her on social media because why the hell would he not? And he said, that's not true. That's not accurate. But Ian Rappaport was on the NFL Network. And he said, yeah, George Kittle, of course he's looking for a new deal. Listen to this.
George Kittle's situation is a little more challenging to me. Looking for his third contract, still one of the best tight ends in the NFL. The fact that Trey McBride just became the highest paid tight end in the NFL makes me wonder if George Kittle, and, you know, certainly his play has warranted it, George Kittle wants to surpass that, and do the 49ers do that on a third contract? They have had not a ton of progress yet. He is not there, and definitely one of the bigger questions for the 49ers this offseason.
Yeah, George Kittle, he told Diana Rossini, hey, it's not true that I'm looking for the biggest deal. Okay? Kittle right now is slated to make $15 million. Trey McBride reset the market. He's making $19 million a year. You wonder. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Talking about quarterback busts. Let's go ahead and talk to Nick. Nick is calling up from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Nick?
Hey, JR. Appreciate you taking my call, man.
Sure. So, what's up?
Live in Mobile, Alabama, from New Orleans, Louisiana. So I think
Lovely.
You probably might know where this is all going.
You like the Saints, right? You like the Saints.
I like the Saints, and let's just say my blood is purple and gold. So Jamarcus Russell is the secretariat of busts. So I'm just going to leave that there.
Yeah.
The second place, I'd have to put Derek Carr in the second in the second position there. It's not so much for his on field. He has shown, there have been moments for the guy, but how he's hurt the team in terms of what they can't do now because they're a stranglehold with this salary and he's got us in a serious bind. And I think ultimately for the negative impact as a whole, he's got to be up there in second place.
Oh, come on. Come on. Yeah, I know you're joking.
I'm not alone in that.
I get it. You don't want him to play this year, right? We know he has a shoulder issue. Regardless of what it is, you just want him to disappear, right?
Yeah, we just need a new look.
Damn. Yeah, I agree.
And look, if he's not that bad. I mean, the guy's plagued with injuries, but that's what I'm saying.
He's a good average, good solid quarterback that'll get you to the playoffs or not get you to the playoffs, but'll never lead you to a title. And he's making tons of money.
You got it.
At least he's having a better career than his brother who got the snot beat out of him, So good for him. What a world.
Hey, look, and if we could possibly take this 25-year, because having this conversation is almost impossible without throwing in, go back just two more years, yeah, and you got two guys sitting there, 99 and 98. Leaf probably would be the ultimate second place behind Russell. You know,
it's possible.
Guy came out, all the talent, all the throws, everything, and total bust. Just a waste of time and money. You know, is what it is. But either way, JR, I appreciate you taking my call, my man. Well,
certainly. Thank you, Nick, for calling from Alabama. I didn't think we'd have the other car mentioned. I know David, certainly, but I didn't think we'd have his other brother thrown in there, too.
I like the creativity. Now, usually you think bust of just draft pick, not trade, and now he's holding my team hostage, and he's ruining our future, so he's a bust. I appreciate it.
They should have never brought him in. It's an odd arranged marriage, unfortunately. And it was done from the day. They were better off keeping Jameis. I'm just saying. That's crazy. Anyway, let's get to the we got a couple more. 888-710-4ISN. Hey, we got Richard calling right here in Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Richard?
Hey, what's up, my brother from another mother?
Hey, how you doing? What's on your mind, Rich?
I was hearing about Steve McMichael, and his wrestling name was Dr. Death.
No, I think that was Steve Williams. I think Steve Williams was Dr. Death.
Okay, well, Dennis Rodman also did something, too, during the Bulls championship season. He did WWE one night when they was doing it, when they was in the final games, and he took one night out and just went to perform that particular night.
Hickey and I talked about that. We went through the whole there was a point Dennis Rodman was out here fighting Karl Malone and WCW. It's nutty. I'm surprised Draymond Green hasn't taken up the mantle of let me go find somebody to fight. I don't know. Maybe he's not tough enough for WWE, even though it's scripted. Those guys are beating each other's asses up. It's tough. But Steve McMichael, this guy went from the Chicago Bears. I remember him tag teaming with Ric Flair. And unfortunately, we learned today he's passed at the age of 67 years old. He was diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS. Back in 2021. I heard earlier today they were just like, hey, he's not in the best of health. And here we are at the evening time. We learn that we have lost Steve McMichael, the Chicago Bears legend, at the age of 67. Richard, thank you for calling from Atlanta, man.
Hey, I'm gonna keep on listening with you. We got history.
I'm right here, my man. I'll talk to you soon, okay, Rich? Shoot me a holler.
All right, now.
Okay, thank you, Richard, for calling from Atlanta. Showing love to Steve McMichael. Yeah, it's a pretty great time flies, man. Time flies, and it does not stop for anybody. Much love to the family of Steve McMichael, and he left a lot of memories for a lot of people in Chicago and across the country. Crazy, moving and transitioning over into professional wrestling. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll leave the phone lines open, 888-710-4ISN. We're going to get ready to take a break. Because if I say any more words, I think my throat will kind of just fall apart and explode into oblivion. We'll talk about Shannon Sharp, who unfortunately his business is exploding out here for all the wrong reasons. Of course, we'll talk about a few things that happened this day in sports history. And I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. We'll talk about Shannon Sharp on the other side. We'll get an update on these NBA games. We got more to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We've talked about some busts. Quarterback busts. Cam Ward is not going to be a bust tomorrow, right? Shador's not going to be a bust. And now that I think about it, with all the talk and conversations, I mean, I can't hit the fast forward button on, you know, what 5 and 10 years looks like. Nobody can. If somebody did, they'd be wealthy right now and the world would be screwed. That may come sooner than later. I guess those are the only two guys that we can consider busts if they don't work out, right? And maybe in the case of Shador, not even at all. This is someone who's been bandied about regardless of what you believe and what you don't. People are looking at Shador Sanders and they're saying, he's not even a first-round pick. Or is he going to go to the Steelers? If he goes 21 and he doesn't work, is he a bust? He won all the awards at Colorado, one of the top quarterbacks in the league and college football, blah, blah, blah. They retired his number. If Shador doesn't work out, is Shador a bust? I don't think so. It's one thing to have that success in college. But if you're not being taken, you know, I don't want 1, 2, 3, 4, top 10, give or take-ish, I don't know if we can say you're a bust. It's pretty clear. If Cam Ward doesn't work, they're going to call him a bust. Let's think about some of the guys who've been drafted recently, quarterbacks in the NFL. They haven't worked. We had to watch Will Levis sit around just waiting to be drafted, Embarrassment. Is he a bust? No. I don't think people expected a lot out of him in the first place. Hickey, granted, Cam Ward, if he doesn't work, he's a bust. If Shador doesn't work out in a few years, is he a bust?
I would say so. I think for me, at least, I would categorize a bust as anyone taken in the first round. Like, even if Lamar, let's say, did not work out for the Ravens, I think, like, if you're a first-round pick, those are so valuable. I don't think you can just reserve the word bust for the first 5 guys taken, the first 10 guys taken. I would expand it to the whole first round.
Wow. Whole first. Okay. Anybody in the first round who doesn't work, that's like without doing a math. Hickey, Hickey, you got to take over. I'm about to die. Go ahead, Hickey. I'm going to live, but you got to talk for a minute. Go ahead, Hickey.
Okay, so JR can live. We will fill some time here. But I think it's tough just because, like, I mean, these draft picks are so valuable, and you see teams hold on to them for as long as possible. Like, if you're that reluctant to give up first-round picks, unless it's a top-tier player, that means that you're expecting your first-round pick, wherever it may be, to produce at a high level and be a guy that will be on your team for 5, 7, 10 years, give 2, 3 contracts to. So if that's the case, if that's what you're expecting with any of the first 32 picks,
right,
I think you've got to be in the bust category if you don't work out.
At that point in time, and I'm really now thinking that this is applicable to, I think, any major league. Baseball, the draft, I mean, I can't. There's so many different levels. I'm not going to apply that. Specifically, if I got to look at the NFL and I got to look at the NBA, if we got to think about the first 30-ish guys who are selected in a given draft, what does that mean? The 15 to 20 of them are bust because they don't work? Let's think about that. Like, how many guys selected out of 30-ish are going to, like, really be there? 8 to 12, you think? Maybe?
Yes, but I guess also bust is like, I mean, can you be a first-round pick and be, like, decent, serviceable? Like,
sure.
I think bust should be like, you're taken in the first round and, like, 2 years, 3 years, we're like, this guy sucks.
Okay. Oh, I got you.
Like, it's not they're not a superstar.
Right.
It's like, you got to be, like, you got to flame out, like, be just, like, you're sitting there going into, like, year three being like, we are better off this guy not on our team than on our team.
Right. Yeah. And sometimes, Hickey, sometimes maybe I'm too harsh on people. I don't know. That's how it goes sometimes. Well, we're going to have a lot of those guys tomorrow. Was it yesterday we went through a draft, and it was like, what year was it? D. Milliner and a bunch of other bums. That's just
yesterday. I think it was like 2013, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, my God. Wow.
With Eric Fisher going number one.
That's right, to the Kansas City Chiefs. D. Milliner was miserable for the Jets. The Jets, it's tough. When you go from Darrell Revis, and then you go, hey, we got another guy. And it's just like, oh, he sucks. He wasn't even healthy enough to even go out there and play. Just pretty bad all over the place. D. Milliner, oh, that's just – certain things you just can't go back and do. Not at all. Oh, we're going to have a lot of busts tomorrow. Please believe that. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hickey, do you think at this point, I know Alan calls us from Toronto. He has us on like speed dial, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. Every Wednesday, 8:20 p.m. Eastern, he is already locked and loaded. That number is probably already dialed as soon as he hangs up from the previous week. Just ready to hit go.
And he has, I'm surprised he hasn't, he doesn't have his own show on the network yet, Alan.
Well, I guess, I mean, he only wants to call and talk about one thing, which is lists. So maybe it's kind of like, you know, outside of the list, what else has he got? I don't know.
Outside of list? Well, I feel like, you know, we do a list once a week. I feel like that didn't Bleach Report built its entire business off of doing lists. You know what I'm saying? And it was written by people in their basement. What?
No, I just like the dig at the end.
No, but do you remember? Do you remember when Bleach Report first started?
I don't. I was probably a little bit on the younger side, or maybe not fully on the internet.
It's not that long ago.
Like, what are we talking like?
2000, like, I'm talking early,
like, 05?
No, they're not that old, man.
2010?
8, 9, 10, 11, yeah.
I don't remember them just doing, like, lists. You're saying, like, they got started by basically, what, every day they're putting out some sort of list?
Clickbait, yeah. And you had slides and clickbait, yeah.
I remember the slides. The slides, yes, I remember. That was annoying.
One slides.
Slide, you got to click it, ugh.
Yeah, slides, clickbait, and, you know, just, I don't want to call them, like, junior reporters, but it's, like, a great, great method, and they moved into newsletters. I want to say in 2011, one of the founders of Bleach Report, Hickey, I wish I was one of the founders. I wouldn't be sitting here right now. One of the founders reached out to me and was like, hey, I see your stuff on YouTube. Come work over here. And I did. I worked with Bleach Report. I was at, here's a piece of information, Hickey, useless information. I was the first video talent with Bleach Report.
That's very cool.
Yeah, how about that?
That's
you want to know what they?
Sweet.
You know what? Outside of paying me, you want to know how I got rewarded by them?
Nothing.
When they were bought by Turner, they scrubbed me off the face of the earth.
Wow.
Yeah. How about that?
Sheesh. Cold world.
Every video I made, all of this. When they had March Madness on Selection Sunday, I'm standing there in Midtown Manhattan making, I don't know, 60 videos, 30 videos for every matchup, whatever it is. And, yeah, doesn't exist anywhere, Hickey. Doesn't exist.
Wow.
I don't exist.
Wow, that's cold. Damn.
That's what happens. I got paid, though, so I guess it's okay, right? I don't know.
Yeah, well, at least they could do give you some stock options there in the beginning. You'd be sitting pretty right now.
Oh, yeah. Hickey, I need the email. I forgot his name. I need the email. He was based out in San Francisco.
Hmm.
Yeah, living a good
some
life right
back
now.
Back pay, I think, needed for JR.
Back pay from Bleach Report?
And who really got them off the ground? Who got them, going on the map?
I guess I did. And then I worked for Turner after the fact. So, hey, what can I say? What can I say? I'm here. I ain't got no complaints. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, we're going to talk about a complaint. A complaint levied against Shannon Sharpe. Yeah, it's not looking good for him right now. We'll also talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. There's a lot going on in the world of sports right now. NBA playoffs, a draft tomorrow. There's a lot.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, what a day. A lot of great callers, too. The top six list, people are coming through. We're talking about draft busts. We're thinking about who's going to be a bust tomorrow. How about this? Celtics didn't need Jason Tatum. They win 109-100. Pretty wild stuff here. Who had the biggest game for the Celtics? Hickey, of course. Jaylen Brown, he said, I'm the best. 36 points, 12 of 19 shooting, 5 of 7 from 3. This guy said, who needs Tatum? I'm the boss. I'm the MVP around here.
Maybe he'll try to encourage Jason Tatum to skip the next game, too. Jason, we're up 2-0. Why rush back? Sit game 3.
He's gonna get him with a Nancy Kerrigan?
Oh, I'm not saying that. But
okay. Wow.
Sure he's enjoying being number one, right?
I know he enjoyed. He's going to enjoy the post-game press conference. He's going to enjoy every bit and every second of this. The Boston Celtics now have a 2-0 series lead against the Magic. Not a surprise there. And how about this? The Miami Heat are keeping it close against the Cavaliers. They're about halfway through the fourth quarter right now. The Cavs only have a 100-94 lead. They're trying to go up 2-0. You don't want to play around and mess around. There's no reason for the Cavs to lose the series to Miami. No need to kind of give away a game here. And then we're waiting for tip any minute now between the Golden State Warriors and the Houston Rockets. The Golden State Warriors are trying to take a 2-0 series lead in that regard. So things are pretty busy here. We got two games that have already concluded. We discussed a lot. Thank you so much to Mike Golic for coming through earlier on in the show. We talked about Kittle, and he's saying they're reporting lies about his contract, and he wants more money. He wants to be the highest paid tight end. He says, no, that's not the case. I'm just ready for the draft tomorrow, okay? Where does Travis Hunter go? Where does Shedeur Sanders go? What do the Giants do? What do the Saints do at the quarterback position? What do the Raiders do? Where does Ashton Jeanty go? So many questions. We got some good tight ends that are going to be in the draft tomorrow as well. So there's a lot to do, but that's tomorrow. You know, it's the end of the show. And typically, you know what that means? Not typically. It means it's time to talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Every time I hear that, I want to laugh. Hey, isn't that funny when old guys threaten to beat up young people?
I do every time. Very funny.
That's just like,
especially like when he's generation of, I can't do it right now, but if I could only in the past.
And correct, did he say 50? He said 50 years younger, right?
So what? He's what you say 80?
Yeah. So if he was 30 years old at the point, just like Floyd Mayweather, if he was 30 and Mayweather was 30, he was still gonna whoop Mayweather's ass. That's just,
I would have paid to see that fight.
I don't know if it'd be a fight, man. I don't know what we would call it. It wouldn't be a fight. That's wild. Shout outs to Larry Merchant. Hey, today's April 23rd. It's been that way all day. It's 2025. How about this? April 23rd in 1939, Ted Williams hit his first career home run. Ted Williams, he finished his career with 521 home runs. How about this interesting piece of history as well? April 23rd, 1954. Hank Aaron, he hit his first career home run. We know he finished with 755. Ironically, both Ted Williams, Hank Aaron, hitting their first career home runs on the same day, different years, obviously. April 23rd. Hey, let's really hit the fast forward button. April 23rd, 1993. Shaquille O'Neal. This is one of the most seen basketball videos ever. This man went up for a dunk. As a rookie, he was so damn strong. He brought the entire backboard and basket down to the ground against the Nets in New Jersey. There was a 45-minute delay. Shaq only had 10 points. I guess he got tired and bored. The Magic won 119-116. What a wild situation. Hey, listen to this, courtesy of the NBA.
Shaquille, what? Now, I've never seen that. Hold on to the roof. The Shaq attack. Get your erector set out, Spencer. That is a first. Oh, my.
45-minute delay. Crazy. April 23rd, 1999. This has never been done in baseball. It hasn't been done since in baseball. Fernando Tatis of the St. Louis Cardinals. This man hit two grand slams in one inning off of Chan Ho Park. One guy got smacked. I remember Chan Ho Park. He got smacked for two grand slams in one inning. The Cardinals ended up beating the Dodgers 12-5. This was an amazing situation. This is back in 1999. Let's take a listen, courtesy of Major League Baseball.
Fastball, and it's a grand slam. Woo! We see who powered that one. A grand slam home run, and the Cardinals lead it 4-2.
That went over the bullpen.
The runners go 3-2 to T. Swing, and a long one. There it is, folks. Baseball history. A second grand slam home run for Fernando Tatis in the third inning in Los Angeles, California, and the Cardinals lead it 11-2. Wow.
Man, sign me up for a box score like that. 2-for-5, two home runs, obviously two grand slams, 8 RBIs, other two times up. Well, the other twice additional plate appearances, he struck out. Wow. And now his son, well, his son's not too bad as well. When he's not rubbing Hickey, what'd he say? He had ringworm? That's where the drugs came from?
Yes. Yes, from a, I guess, a barbershop trip gone bad.
He had a bad haircut. He made a bad decision, huh?
I like the creativity from the excuse, though. I'll give him that.
It's ringworm medication. Okay, sure. All right. Anyway, you just went to a dirty barber. Sure. You got all this money in the world. You just ended up with a dirty barber. Okay, fine. Hey, those were a few things that took place this day in sports history. And speaking of bad decisions, oh, my God. You know, there's not too much to beat around with Shannon Sharp. He ain't playing, so we haven't spent too much time on it. But we certainly know he's one of the biggest sports personalities right now. Hall of Fame, tight end, and he's been accused, I'm sure, as you've heard, of rape. And he just got himself a $100 million production deal. He has his nightcap show. All the details certainly are not out, so I ain't going to beat them around right now. Shannon Sharp, we don't know what his future holds on ESPN. He may have to do his nightcap show. You know, I guess ESPN, Disney, yeah, they're not exactly the Cleveland Browns. They're not going to welcome and accept this type of behavior. And so Stephen A. Smith, he was on his own show, and he said, I have no idea whether or not Shannon is going to be able to do First Take. He has no idea. Listen to Stephen A. Smith.
In my perfect world, this equates to Jay-Z, where the case ultimately dropped and Shannon is allowed to continue on First Take and continue to thrive and shine. And not just that, and have an illustrious career in the podcast stratosphere, doing Nightcap with Chad Ochocinco, doing Club Shay Shay, and ultimately gets this $100 million deal that he was all over the news about to sign just a couple of days before this report came out. But it doesn't seem like that's the way things are about to go down, considering who Mr. Busby is and how emphatic his client is proclaiming that she is right and she's telling the truth.
Oh, my goodness. Hickey, about to sign. That's news to about to sign? What?
You thought it was signed?
I thought it was done. I thought it was done.
Wow. Not good. Not good.
Yeah.
I mean,
this is right. Closing in on a deal. Mm. Closing in. Well, that deal is going to have to wait a couple months, Hickey. Okay.
I would agree with that.
It may never come. Damn, Hickey. Damn, bro. Damn. We thought he learned his lesson when he went live on Instagram last year, huh?
Thought so. Some people just never learn.
Yeah, and I mean, we can talk about the allegations of the relationship and what was consensual and what wasn't. It's apparent there was a relationship. I mean, we got text messages that out here and audio recordings, and he's prepared to go to bat against this woman, and I don't know. You want justice and truth to prevail. I don't know. I was not there. Just a sad situation. You would think that You know, he might know better to put himself in that position, being his age and the reported age of the woman. He's in his 50s, and she, I believe, Hickey is, it says she's 20, right?
Yeah, she's very young.
Okay. All right. Well, Hickey, we've had a good show, right? How about that?
I would agree, and I'm glad that we've had another show where your voice has made it the 4 hours.
I made it. I'm going to make it again tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to be able, I will be here definitely for the draft. Okay, myself and Bart Winkler will be here starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific. We got you all covered for the draft. I'll be taking lozenges and, Hickey, whatever A-Rod took for his muscles, I'm going to take for my throat, okay?
Call Barry Bonds, call A-Rod, whatever it takes to get you ready to go and have that voice in pristine condition. I think nothing should be off limits right now.
Yeah, I'm going to rub the clean and the clear on my throat. Wait a minute. That
is two vocal cords.
Yeah, that doesn't. Anyway, let's get out of it. I'm going to work on my voice, okay? Thank you to Mike Golic. Thank you to Hickey. Thank you for calling. We'll be back with you tomorrow covering the NFL draft. Bart Winkler's coming up next now. I'm going to go work on my voice. Thank you so much to Hickey. JR Sport Brief Show done. Catch you for the draft tomorrow.